Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another fun edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. It's so great to be with you this morning. As you just heard in the introduction, I'm Ann Baldwin, and guess who's here with me today? Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, this is Lisa DeMattis-Lepore, President and CEO of The Connection. How are you today? How was your vacay?
Oh, it was fantastic. I was out in Colorado for a week celebrating my early, 60th birthday. Woo! It was crazy.
Girl, you don't worry. You look good. You don't have to worry.
So I'm so excited, and I know that you're excited too, Lisa, because we've got your dear friend, Gina Luongo O'Connell, who is going to play an intricate role in your golf tournament that's coming up, and we're going to talk more about that. But first, let's get Gina on here. And Lisa, I'm going to let you do the introduction because I know that you know her better than anybody else.
Gina and I met many, many years ago because our kids went to school together, and I consider her definitely my sister from another Italian father. But she's really wonderful. She's funny. She's loving. She's so full of energy. She's great to be with. She was born and raised in Westchester. And she's funny as hell. And Gina never gives herself enough credit for a little 5 foot something Italian woman. She juggles it all. She has two kids, two dogs, 1,000 family members. Everyone loves her. She's employed in full time field sales, travels all over. And she's just funny and loving and probably so dear and near to my heart. And recently, for our listeners, if you remember, we had on Luana, who told her story about, and today is Luana's 10-year anniversary of being cancer-free. She was on our show. And so how do you have a wonderful daughter like that? Because she was raised by this amazing woman. So without further ado, I'm going to kick it off to my dear friend, best friend, sister, Gina.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
So, Gina.
She's wonderful.
You're also called Cookie. Where does Cookie come from?
Well, who doesn't love a good cookie? You know, it's a self-promotion thing, to be quite honest with you. And I call my car Cookie, too. So I identify with my car. But Cookie came from a nickname because Gina is very Italian, and it doesn't really go with my husband's surname, O'Connell, which is very Irish. So I kind of took on Cookie when I got married so that I could go by Cookie O'Connell, but it didn't really stick. So it's just a thing for myself. But you can call me Cookie, chocolate chip if you need a specific.
Oh, I love chocolate chip.
When Gina gets involved in something, it's either 300% or nothing. That's just who she is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited that Gina's here today to talk to all of us about our golf tournament coming up.
That's right. And we should mention that the golf tournament, this is going to be your third annual, the Connection's third annual, and you call it Community Links Golf Tournament. And what's so cool about this is not only that Gina, a.k.a. Cookie, is going to be the MC, but it's also at an amazing golf course, the Great River Golf Club in Milford, which is absolutely gorgeous. So it's a full day of golf registration. I just want to tell you folks, starts at 9:30. There's a shotgun start. There's a cocktail hour. There's dinner and awards and Gina, a silent auction throughout the day. So it's going to be so much fun. We really want to encourage people to register or get involved in sponsoring this event at theconnectioninc.org. Theconnectioninc.org. Again, it's August 17th. It's a Monday. Take the day off. Come out. I'm going to be golfing. It's going to be a great time. So Gina, what can we anticipate at least from you as far as the MC? I mean, I'm sure you've got a lot of good material you're going to share with the people that are there.
Well, that's true, Anne. And I can't tell you right now because I am still writing some material. I will tell you there'll be some golf-related material, but a lot of the stuff is going to be improv. So we won't know until it happens. One of the things that I'm really excited about is kind of seeing this whole thing through to fruition. I started working with the volunteers and some of the staff from the Connection and have just been super impressed on how well and professional and organized they are and how well they integrate and work together. I've done a lot of volunteering in my life. Most I've done with the Women's Center of Greater Connecticut, which was a wonderful experience, and I was there for about 10 years. But the Connection is such a well-oiled machine. It's absolutely refreshing. I look forward to our meetings. It's just the spirit, the energy, the dedication, the passion comes through from every single person. And it's actually, to me, it's energizing. When I was asked to be MC, truly, truly honored. I felt like this is just sealing the deal for me. So what you can expect from me is a little bit of energy. I will definitely be caffeinated for this event, so please, you know, come prepared. It's going to be start to finish a beautiful day. I actually had the opportunity to tour the golf course a couple of weeks ago. It's stunning. It's spectacular inside and out. The grounds are particularly beautiful. The building, should we be indoors, is absolutely gorgeous. There's plenty of spaces to linger and hang out under canopies if the weather is not cooperating. So no matter what it's going to be like outside, the event's going to be fantastic.
That's right. And Lisa, maybe you can talk a little bit, too, about how, you know, the Great River Golf Course, obviously, we're still in the midst of this COVID thing. But they really have a plan, and you, of all your volunteers and your golf committee, have made sure that safety protocols are going to be, you know, followed. You are requiring face masks. They're cleaning the place, you know, after each golf event. So talk a little bit about safety, if you will.
Living in this pandemic since day one and having to follow all the guidelines for CDC, et cetera, and in the state in terms with our governor, we've been working not only obviously at our own organization, because we've talked about that, but working with Great River on how we can assure social distancing and how that's going to play out with our golfers and their teams and staying far apart, you know, on the golf course, which is absolutely, just want to echo, it's one of the most gorgeous courses I've ever seen. I mean, it's spectacular. It's large, so people will be able to social distance and stay within their group. There will be all, you know, the typical, you know, hand washing and things like that, washing down of, you know, of carts and anything else, touch points. The staff has that under control there. And whether we're, you know, when we're outside on the patio, tables will be spread far apart so that you can, you know, stay with your folks that you're golfing with and have a really great time. So we're, you know, confident that we can, you know, have this, and we're meeting all guidelines, state and federal, to make this a very safe event so that we can have fun and, you know, celebrate the work that the Connection does. So it's really, you know, we're feeling good about it.
But the Connection really assists more than, you know, 10,000 people across the state each year. And Gina, you know that, and Lisa, you know that. And with budget cuts and things like that, a lot of nonprofits like the Connection need to have successful events like this Community Links Golf Tournament to assist them in their operations, whether it's, you know, homelessness, whether it's foster parents, whether it's folks coming out of incarceration. That's where the money goes, to help these people get back on their feet. And it really makes us all benefit from a better community with these services. So it's really important that you go to theconnectioninc.org and sign up. There's a great spot right on the website. And the other thing is, you can either golf. It's $225 for an individual golfer, or you can just attend the dinner for $75 and get to hear Gina. So Gina, what does it take to prepare for something like this? Because this isn't your full-time gig. You like being funny and making people laugh.
I do, and I will tell you, I was trained by Christine O'Leary, who's a professional comedian. She runs a group called Team Greenlight. And one of the first things that you learn in her classes is that comedy is the way to tell the truth, and comedy is a way to solve a problem. The second thing that we learn is it takes approximately an hour and a half of writing for 1 minute of stage time. So I will invest probably somewhere around 30 hours of writing to prepare for the event that I will probably talk at for about 7 minutes off the cuff. There is a lot of preparation goes in, and if you've seen any of my bits, a lot of them tend to look off the cuff. That takes a little bit longer to prepare because you have to plan the pauses and you have to wait, and there's a lot to it. The simpler it looks, the more prep it took. And I think that goes for anybody who's doing an MC or a stand-up comedian, probably even some kind of acting. I will not be golfing that day unless somebody is looking for a little bit of, you know, fun on the greens. It's not my shtick. But I'm getting some golf comedy. I believe in golf as a sport. I watch it sometimes with my husband. It's interesting. But, you know, I'd rather stay on the sides and be the comedic relief than be on the greens.
Well, the beauty of this, and I probably shouldn't say this as a person in recovery, but, you know, there have been times when I've been like an auctioneer at some of these events and stuff. And so you have a cocktail hour before you actually MC. I always found that if you're doing an auction, you do better if people are liquored up. Do you find that people laugh more if they're liquored up? Is that going to help you or hurt you?
You know, it depends on the group and it depends on the venue, quite honestly. I think that when people are totally stone sober, if they're relaxed and, you know, maybe they've had dinner or something like that, it goes a little bit better because they can catch everything you're saying, the innuendos and facial expressions, et cetera. Whereas if somebody is had a few in them, they may tend to get a little rowdy and it almost intercepts your lines.
So, Lisa, you know Cookie. You two are like sisters. What do you think the reaction of the folks who attend this golf tournament is going to be to her presentation?
They're going to love her. Everybody, you can't. She really, Gina is one of the most, besides I just think, she, you know, she, Gina just sent me, I'm going to get into this. She sends me a YouTube video on this someone who's Italian who, you know, he's funny. But he's not as funny as she is. My family's like, tell Gina, she has it all over this guy. Gina is loving and funny, and she just is funny, not even trying to be funny. I mean, she's very bright. She's, you know, we could be having whatever conversation, and she says something, and I just lose it. But she's just so loving and full of, she's a ball of energy. It's insane, Anne. I'm like, how does she do this? She's just loving and caring. And when she believes in something, she believes in it, like I said. And you can't help but love her and just be wanting to be around her because she really has just such a light and a love for everything that she does. She's been, you know, my rock through so many things in my own personal life and professional life. And I really couldn't, you know, when I think of like, oh, my God, you know, like phone a friend, I'm like, oh, my God. She's a person that you just want to call because she'll do anything for anybody. Everyone out there, please come and enjoy. Come enjoy our event. Come and meet the infamous Gina Luongo O'Connell, who's our MC. You definitely will have fun. And if you're not a golfer, come and join us for dinner. And the connection provides, you know, so much wonderful support and health and healing in rebuilding souls across Connecticut, whether it's a newborn child to, you know, someone, an elderly person. We touch families. We touch all lives. This is to really celebrate the work that we do. And what better than to have someone like Gina O'Connell supporting our cause for this event? It's really just a win-win.
You know, I do want to say something. Oh, my God, that was so special. I'm hoping that was recorded because I want to use it again. It was lovely what you said, absolutely lovely. But what I want to say is why I'm choosing to invest my time and energy with the connection. Quite honestly, you know, nonprofits pull at the same pool of people all the time because there's a billion people in the world and there's only six of us that do things, right, with nonprofits. So the other billion, less six, are sometimes the recipients. So why do I choose the connection? I choose the connection to support Lisa, obviously, but I truly believe in the mission. The more that you look at the mission of the connection and what they do and how many different people they serve in different circumstances throughout the entire state of Connecticut, it's not only impressive, it's empowering. It makes you want to, you know, motivates you to get involved. And when I started working with the team from The Connection, I realized that people come from all different walks of life, right? We know that some people have very special upbringings. Some people have shortcomings out of the gate. But when you're whole in this pandemic, as I am fortunate enough to be, right? My husband and I both still have our jobs basically in the same capacity. It's more important now than ever to take those blessings that we've gotten and to turn them into something that can positively affect somebody who is not as fortunate. And by doing, you know, putting this time and this energy in and donating my time and talent, I feel that I'm going to have a positive impact on somebody else's life. And I don't think there is a better gift I can give to myself to feel whole and to feel, you know, truly blessed. Because if you hang on to those blessings that you're given, the talent, the education, the income, and you do nothing with it, it's just self-serving. And it's really not self-serving in the long run. And so I think that it's going to be a wonderful event. I am actually going to auction off some of my time. So if somebody wants to have a party or they have a corporate event, I've done corporate events before, I will be happy to either MC or do a stand-up shtick for a half hour, et cetera. I'm going to offer that as well because I want it to continue. And I want somebody else to feel that energy and to get that power of doing something that has a positive impact on somebody else. It's not sticking a dollar in a can. You know, it's really impactful. And things that The Connection works on to train people, to get them acclimated back into society, they're really, you can't put a value to it because it's really affecting the whole person, their life.
Gina, that was really so heartwarming, and I really appreciate you talking about The Connection and your dedication, but also it is so true. I think we've really had to take a hard look at through this difficult time, you know, our family, what we have, being grateful, realizing, you know, like you said, we are fortunate and those that are, you know, not fortunate. And, you know, it's a time to really give back and do something for folks that are not as fortunate as others and that are struggling. And so I think that, you know, this event really celebrates the ability to give back. That's what the work is at The Connection every day, really, but especially now, is giving back to those families and children and people who need the support to get healthy, get well, be reunified with their families, get a job, have a safe place to live. You know, and there's, you know, nothing more important than taking a key and opening a door and having your own safe haven. And for a lot of our clients, you know, they actually talk about what that feels like for the first time. And so this golf event really represents our ability to support our citizens in Connecticut who are, you know, struggling to get well and healthy and give back to society. So thank you for, you know, so eloquently putting that into perspective. And I'm excited, Gina, people will be bidding for that, for your ability to go and provide your comedic services at any event. That you may have to do that more than one time. I may never see her again once they see how funny she is.
Right. We're speaking with Gina Luongo O'Connell. And again, she's going to be the MC at The Connection's third annual Community Links Golf Tournament. And that is coming up. It's only about a month away, actually, a little less than a month away, on Monday, August 17th. And if you haven't golfed or even attended an event at Great River Golf Club in Milford, you've got to attend this event. It's a beautiful golf course. They're going to make this tournament safe. There's a lot of tournaments and a lot of events that have been canceled or have turned into virtual events, but not this one. So this is a great opportunity for you to either sponsor or sign up as a golfer. You can go to the website at theconnectioninc.org. It's going to be a great day of golf. It's going to be a great day, fun day. And I'm just hoping that this has motivated people out there to you know, it really is an opportunity to give back and to also have some fun. And I'm just so excited because I've been to a million golf tournaments. And this is just so unique, and it's going to be so much fun to have some comic relief, you know, during the dinner portion as our MC, because sometimes those things could be so boring and you just kind of eat your dinner and run. But this one's going to be one to remember. I can tell already.
That's for sure. She's laughing. There's no doubt about it. Okay, how many friends, Anne, do you know that before going on you're going on vacation with them and you're driving, stop at Arthur Avenue to get the homemade cookies and the, oh my God, Gina, I want it right now, the olive bread from Madonna Bakery, and we're having that on the beach with wine.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Doesn't that sound
Maybe
good?
Maybe that could be an auction item. We'll drive down to Arthur Avenue. We'll get some good eats, some cannolis for your dad, something like that. And then we can spend the afternoon with the person. That's got to be worth a glance. Right there. Bam.
Bam.
You know, I'll pay for the cannolis.
You'll pay for the cannolis. Well, you know, there's nothing like a fun friend. And I know Lisa shared with me, Gina, the great relationship and long-lasting friendship that you have and continue to have. And we're so grateful. You know, I think I can speak on behalf of everyone that you are donating your time and your talent. I had no idea that it took so much. What did you say again? For every minute of stand-up, you prepare how long?
It's an hour and a half of writing, and then you have to practice. So my rule of thumb is, like, if I'm doing a five-minute gig, I need about 15 hours prep.
Wow. See, it just shows.
Yeah, that's why I like getting noticed. You know, like, if somebody calls me on Friday and says, what are you doing Saturday? I say, not Tommy. It ain't enough time between now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, it's, and as, you know, we were talking, I think the smoother it comes off, God, I'm hoping I'm setting myself up. But the smoother it comes off, probably the more time that you've put in. You know, that 3 hours is a rule of thumb. Could be two, could be four. But the smoother it comes off, you probably put in, you know, 5 hours per minute when it comes down to it. Now, not to say that, you know, I may resurrect great Aunt Lou, God rest his soul, I'm caressing myself in my Cadillac right now. I may resurrect some old material because I think that if the audience would like it. And then that doesn't take quite as long, especially if it's something that's been tried and true, like, again, Radiant Lou. Now, of course, she's been mentioned twice. I got to bring her out of the coffin. I'll bring her out.
All right. Well, we can't wait. We really can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. And again, we encourage you to get signed up, to check it out. Go on the website. All the information is there, theconnectioninc.org. And Lisa, I don't know if you've heard, but one of my clients, Porter and Chester Institute, is donating a huge Stanley tool set. So Gina, if you want to bid,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So if you want to bid on that, Gina, in case you need to, you know, mess around with your Cadillac.
I could do that. We replaced the headlights. We had to take off the whole front end. I was under the hood. Yeah, we could do that.
Well, I can't wait. And
she
I know
work on her car. She really does work on cars. Don't even go there.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, we're so excited. Gina, thank you so much for being on the program. We're looking forward to seeing you again on August 17th. And we encourage people again, Lisa, to go to theconnectioninc.org and sign up for this golf tournament. And this has been a fun conversation. I'm so excited for the event. And hopefully folks out there are going to get involved and participate as well. So, Lisa, this has been fun having your friend on the show.
Yes. Gina, love you dearly. Thank you for being who you are. And this has been a wonderful show again. Anne, I'm looking forward to the day when you and I can be sitting across from each other in the studio.
I know.
So let's hope for that.
Hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon.
I miss your smiling face, and I miss our hugs, but we'll get back there soon. Let's hope. And we want to thank all of you for listening to this edition of The Connection right here on WTIC.
News Talk 1080.
That I heard of once. On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.